Going to continue the hour now by talking about an event that's coming up later on this fall, hosted by an organization that's been doing a lot of great work locally. It's the Carolinas Youth Mentoring Symposium. It's going to be November 12th at the Friday Center, hosted and organized by the Youth Mentoring Collaborative. YouthMentoringCollaborative.org is their website. Atreus Good is the president and CEO of the Youth Mentoring Collaborative, also a Carolina alum, and he joins us here now in the studio to talk about it. Thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the, first of all, before we get into the symposium, the Youth Mentoring Collaborative in general. Who are you? What do you do?
Sure. So the Youth Mentoring Collaborative, we are a capacity building organization that is working to increase the number of black and brown young people in identity affirming mentoring relationships while also working to address the larger systemic issues that youth and their families face on a daily basis. And so that looks like providing resources, tools, public awareness, and advocacy to expand mentoring initiatives that center on the well-being and healing of young people.
What's the history? How did you get started?
So actually, this came from an organization that I started in college called Movement of Youth. So back in 2006, as a junior at UNC Chapel Hill, I founded a mentoring agency based off of what I went through when I was in Charlotte through the Greater Charlotte Chapter of the 100 Black Men of America. And their mentoring program helped me navigate through some pretty significant life challenges. So dealing with drug addiction in my household and a number of different things, they helped me to move forward to be successful. And so I founded Movement of Youth in 2006 to have the same impact on young people as their program had in mind. Fast forward, we transitioned into a capacity building organization that now provides support to agencies doing that work. And so essentially making sure that agencies can be the most effective in the work that they're doing.
So other agencies that provide mentors?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So tell us about the impact of mentoring in general, like what it can do for kids.
Well, I mean, I think positive relationships are key for everybody. And I think the key challenge, and I say specifically when we consider what happened during COVID, mm-hmm. is a lot of those supportive relationships were disconnected. And you had a number of young people that were essentially trying to navigate these complex life challenges without a caring, positive adult in their life. And so mentoring, I'd say personally for me, helped my complete life trajectory. I just simply would not be where I am today had I not had that person that really helped me to move forward, to give me the confidence necessary to pursue what I wanted to in life. But too often, young people do not have those positive connections. And I say specifically black and brown young people. So making sure that we have that web of support that's necessary to help people to navigate whatever challenges they have, but also to pursue their dreams.
Your work, since you started this back in 2006, how have you seen it have direct impacts on kids?
Well, I would say one thing in particular is we actually have a young person that previously was a part of Movement of Youth that now serves on our board of directors. And so watching Kennedy transition from being somewhat shy in high school to going off to college to now being on our board, those sorts of things have happened. We've seen young people that have gone off to college and start their own mentoring initiatives. And so for me, I think it's really this way of which I've been able to give back based on what really helped me to move forward.
What are the values of the organization?
Collaboration, relationships, growth, courage, and joy. And so specifically for us, values are critically important because I think sometimes that values may exist on a paper or on a website, and when it comes to actually living those values out, sometimes people have difficulty doing that. And so in everything that we do, we try to make sure that we center collaboration. What that means for us is making sure that we're working effectively with other people. I think that is critical in making sure that we all move forward. When it comes to relationships, the ways in which we engage with other people, it really matters. And so making sure that we're not causing harm, that we're showing up in ways that really promote growth. Growth for us is really looking at the ways in which we can learn from various things that we may navigate, and also leaning into continuous learning. I'd say courage for us is really showing up in ways that are bold, that really help us to stand out in ways in which we want to make sure that we're standing up for the rights of all people to exist. And then joy is really centering this notion of happiness and doing work in ways that really brings us fulfillment.
Joy is such a big deal post-COVID. I've heard so many like educators talk about just the need to bring joy back into the school, the classroom, just life in general. I don't think people quite get the importance of just that.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking with Atreus Good again, President and CEO of the Youth Mentoring Collaborative. YouthMentoringCollaborative.org is the website. They are organizing an event coming up in November at the Friday Center, the Carolinas Youth Mentoring Symposium. That's going to be on November 12th. And tell us about that. What's that going to entail?
Sure. So this is actually our first live event since COVID. And so this is an event where we're bringing together mentoring practitioners, researchers, also young people to lean into this theme of the courage to thrive. And so again, leaning on what happened during COVID, we had a lot of mentoring agencies that were struggling to exist still. We had a lot of young people that were navigating some complex life challenges. But despite that, folks were able to move forward and lean into this notion of courage. So being able to lift that up. And so for us, that means hosting this event that'll have different sessions. And so there'll be a practitioner track that focuses on storytelling, how do you show up authentically, readying your organization for critical mentoring. And then we're also going to have a youth track this year as well. And so that could be looking at entrepreneurship, how do you pursue your dreams, things of that nature. And then in the afternoon, we're having a conversation about something called healing-centered mentoring, which is a new approach that we're taking to mentoring that really centers the ways in which you can infuse mental health modalities into mentoring. So that's emotional regulation, distress tolerance, core mindfulness skills, and also couple that with technology to kind of scale out those mentoring relationships. And so we'll be announcing that during the summit.
This is obviously a symposium for mentors. Who else is it for?
Oh, for young people also. Mm-hmm. And so we have a number of different fun activities that young people can engage in. And so we're encouraging them to attend as well.
You mentioned storytelling. What's the importance of that?
Well, I think a lot of agencies really struggle to articulate their value mm-hmm. and what it is that they do. And I think this notion of combining the feel-good stories with the data. And so how do you make sure that translates into the actual impact you're having? But also when you tell your story, telling your story in a way that is most authentic to your relation to your organization. And so not feeling that you have to conform to certain standards of storytelling, but figuring out what's going to be most compelling to the audience which you're serving.
Speaking with Treyas Good, again, youthmentoringcollaborative.org is the website, the Youth Mentoring Symposium, November 12th at the Friday Center. You can head to the website and find out more on that. People want to get involved with the collaborative or get registered for the symposium. Where do they go? What do they do?
They would visit our website. And so early bird tickets are actually on sale until the end of this month. And so we encourage people to sign up for that. One thing that I did not mention is one thing that's new this year is our Outstanding Youth Leaders of the Year scholarship. And so one of our funders, the CR Arts and Science Foundation, we're giving out $60,000 in scholarships to young people. And so that's something that's really exciting during lunchtime.
And then finally, as we wrap up this conversation, anything else that folks need to know about the collaborative or just the importance of mentoring in general?
Well, I would say mentoring is something that I think people underestimate the power of relationships. And one of the things that I talk about all the time is bad mentoring is worse than no mentoring at all. That a lot of times people think that you just pull together an adult and a young person and the magic happens. And you actually need a level of training and intention in that relationship to make sure that it can be successful. And so for us, we want to make sure that anybody that's doing mentoring, they do it with the highest level of standards to make sure those relationships can be successful.
YouthMentoringCollaborative.org. Go there and find out more. The symposium is November 12th at the Friday Center. Treyas Good, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.